4 o'clock the correct time at WJSB, Washington.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harry McTighe speaking to you from our radio booth atop Griffith Stadium, where this afternoon, for the remainder of the afternoon, we're going to bring you a play-by-play broadcast of the final game of the season between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. The first half of the fourth inning just concluded. There's no score in the ball game. And before the last half of the fourth inning gets underway, we're going to give you the lineups and then turn you over to your Wheaties play-by-play announcer, Walter Johnson. The lineup for the Cleveland Indians finds Lou Boudreau at shortstop, Roy Weatherly in left field, Ben Chapman in center field, Sammy Hale at second base, Bruce Campbell in right field, Ken Keltner at third base, Oscar Grimes at first base, Raleigh Hensley catch, and Al Milner, a left-hander, on the mound. The lineup for Washington, Eddie Leap at second base, Quick at shortstop, Pitko, right field, Wright, left field, Gelbert, third base, Vernon, first base, Gedeon, center field, Farrell, catch, and Bass, a right-hander, on the mound. Bass is up from Chattanooga, the Southern Association, with the Senators, and down there he won about 19 ball games and lost 7. We've seen only 3 hits in the ball game, Cleveland having 2, a single by Lou Boudreau in the first inning and a single by Raleigh Hensley in the second. Washington has only 1 base hit, that an infield hit by Eddie Leap. End of the last half of the fourth inning, and Pitko, the right fielder, right-hand batter, is coming up, and here is Walter Johnson.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're going into the last of the fourth. No score in this ball game. Pitko, the right fielder, is up. Bats right-handed. Here comes the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Pitko walked his first time up. Al Milner, left-hander, pitching out there for the Cleveland Indians, has allowed only 1 hit, an infield single. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball. It's outside, 1-1. He's allowed 1 single and 1 walk. Bass, on the other hand, has allowed 2 hits and 5 walks. A little bit wild. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a little bit high. Hensley's kicking on that pitch. It's 2-1 on Pitko. Here comes the next pitch. And it's high and inside. 3-1's a count now. Milner starts his wind-up again. Here it comes. He swings and misses. Pitko had a good cut at that ball, but missed. And the count's 3-2. Last half the fourth. Nobody out. Nobody on. Here comes the next pitch. He swings, hits the fly going into right field. Bruce Campbell is coming over there. He's under it, waiting. And he's out. Pitko flies out to Campbell in right field for the first out. Taft right comes up now. Taft playing left field. Bats left-handed. Lucky Harris has most of his right-handers in there. That young kid in. First pitch is too high. Ball one. Young combination down there, second short, Leap and Quick. They did a nice piece of work in that first inning in making a double play. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's 1-1. Boudreau single to lead off. Weatherly hit one down second base. Leap made a nice play on it, hustled over to Quick. And Boudreau was forced, and Leap hustled that ball over to Vernon for a double play. Starting this ball game, here comes the next pitch. It's high and outside. It's 2-1. This is Ladies' Day out here. Quite a few of the fair sex out. Here comes the next pitch. He swings, hits high, fly right straight up. Back of home plate. Hindley's under that ball, and he catches it right underneath us here. For the second out. 2 men out now. And Charlie Gelbert comes up. Charlie bats right-handed. He's down there on third base in place of Buddy Lewis this afternoon. Mm-hmm. developed into a pitcher's battle out there so far. Here comes the first pitch on Gilbert's. It's high and outside. Ball one. Two men out now. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a little bit too high. Ball two. 2-0. Nolan starts his wind-up again. Here it comes, and it's ball three. That's a little bit too low. Mm-hmm. 3-0 on Charlie Gilbert. Nolan starts his wind-up. Here comes a pitch, and it's right down there for strike one. 3-1. Nolan starts his wind-up again. Here it comes. And it's strike two. It took that inside corner. 3-2. Starts his wind up again. Here it comes. He swings, hits the fly going into right field. Campbell's going over way over there near the line. It's up there. It hits that against that wall. Bounce out in there. Gilbert pulls up at second base with a two base hit. That ball was right down that right field line, hit up on the wall. And Bruce Campbell took it on the hop, tossed it back into second base. Charlie Gilbert pulled up, standing at second base with a two-base hit. And Vernon, the first baseman, comes up now. Vernon bats left-handed. Here comes the first pitch on Vernon. It's a little bit low and inside. Ball one. Not much of a breeze out here, just slight breeze blowing over towards right field. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's 1-1. Miller has another ball out there now. Steps on there, starts to stretch. Here comes the pitch, and it's a little bit too low. It's a curve ball. 2-1. Gets the sign. He's watching Charlie Gilbert back there on second. Starts the stretch. Here comes the pitch, and it's strike two. That took that outside corner. Vernon didn't like that, neither did the ladies in the stand. They're giving the umpire a lot of boos down there. It's 2-2. Two men out. Last half the fourth. No score. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls one down in left field stand. Taken by a lone spectator down there. He had no competition, so he just took his time to get that ball. Milner has another ball. Steps on there. Here comes the pitch. He swings and fouls one right straight back at us here. Kendley comes back, but he can't get it. Ball hits the screen back here. So the umpire tosses out another ball to Milner. And the count remains 2-2. Hasn't been much hitting in this ball game. Been a little bit quiet. Here comes the next pitch. He swings, hits the ground ball back to second base. Sammy Hale comes up with there to play to first, and he's out. That's a close play down there. Vernon hit a roller just past Milner. He reached for it but couldn't quite touch it. Sammy Hale hustled in and got it over to first. And the side retired with no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left to score at the end of four innings. Nothing, nothing. And Bass, the boy just up from Chattanooga, walks out on the mound, starts tossing a few to Rick Farrell. Bass mixes him up pretty well down there. Has a fairly good fastball. He's supposed to have a good knuckler. Looks like he has a pretty fair curve. He's just been a little bit wild. But apparently he has something on that ball. He's had 3-2 on most of the batters. And with usually when they get a pitcher where he's got to come down in there to him, they're get a hold of that ball, but they're hitting a little bit late, hitting those right-handers, hitting that ball off the right field. He's all warmed up, and Woodrow, shortstop, comes up. Here comes the first pitch, and it's strike one, a fast ball right down there. Woodrow singled his first time up. Bass takes his windup again. Here comes a pitch, and it's one of those knucklers, a little bit too low. And it's 1-1. Takes his windup. Here comes a pitch. He swings and hits one right back. Bass takes it on a big hop, tosses to Vernon, and Woodrow is out. One man out. And Roy Weatherly, left fielder, comes up. He bats left-handed. Bass takes his windup. Here comes a pitch, and that's a knuckler that's a little bit outside. Like we may have two knuckleball artists on this ball club. That's Leonard and Bass. Here comes the next pitch. He swings at the fly going into left center. Gideon is coming in. Taft right is coming in. Right calls for it and makes the catch. Right out there in front of Gideon in short left center. And we have two men out. Ben Chapman comes up now. Ben has been up twice, walked each time. Bass takes his windup. Here comes the pitch. And it's a curve ball. Came right over there for strike one. Starts his windup again. Here it comes. And at this time it's a knuckler that took that inside corner. Strike two. Starts his windup again. Here it comes. He swings, hit the fly going into center field. Gideon is standing there waiting. And he has it. Chapman flies out to Gideon in right center, retiring aside. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Three up and three down, and for the first time in the ball game, Bass has set the Indians down in order, so the score going into the last of the fifth is still nothing-nothing. Young Bass has showed us a little of everything out there. I don't know what usually those pitchers who fool around with the knuckleball, it's just about like the spitball pitchers used to be. They were a few real outstanding spitball pitchers, and a lot of the other boys were trying to throw that spitter, but they'd get in trouble every once in a while and attempt to come in there with a spitter that wouldn't be anything on them. Somebody'd crack it on them. Dutch Leonard gets himself in trouble. He uses that knuckler. And I don't know what this boy depends upon when he gets out there in a tight spot. But anyway, he showed us a pretty good knuckler, pretty fair curveball, and fairly good fastball. Anyway, those Cleveland Indians haven't done a whole lot up to plate. Well, Miller's all warmed up now, and Big Gideon comes up. Center fielder, bats right-handed. Miller starts his windup. Here comes the pitch. And he tries to bunt that ball down the third baseline, but it goes foul. This Gideon is a big, tall boy, but he runs very well. He's formerly with the Michigan University. He looks pretty good out there. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a little bit inside. Ball one, 1-1. Miller takes his windup. Here comes the pitch. He swings, hits a high fly right up into the infield. Goodrow is going back, calls for it, and he has it. Gideon flies out to Goodrow in back of shortstop for the first out. One man out now, and Rick Farrell comes up. Farrell's catching this ball game. Pretty good man in there with those young pitchers, or especially the newcomers, whether they're young or not. First pitch is right down in there, strike one. That's called a fast one. Miller starts his wind up. Here comes the pitch. He swings at the fly ball going into center field. Chapman is going back. He's under it and has it. Farrell lines out to Chapman in center field for the second out. And Bass comes up now. Not bald, is he, Warren? Took his cap off there.
Tell me, for a bat, you got quite a hook.
That's pretty good, Warren. Pretty good. Well, he's getting a nice hand from these ladies. Miller takes his windup. Here comes the pitch. He swings on the first one, hits a fly ball going into right field. Bruce Campbell is out there waiting, and he has it. Bass flies out to Campbell in right field, retiring the side with no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, three up and three down, and the score at the end of five innings, still nothing. No score in this ball game. This thing has developed into a battle between Lefty Milner and Mr. Bass. Harry, you have something over there?
Yeah, I have some scores, Walter. Right, in the American League this afternoon, the New York Yankees beat out the Chicago White Sox 5-2. The Yanks, 5 runs, 10 hits, no error. Chicago, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Boston defeated St. Louis 6-2. Boston, 6 runs, 9 hits, no error. St. Louis, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. And Detroit beat Philadelphia 7-6. The Tigers, 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Philadelphia, 6 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors. The National League, the Pirates beat the Boston Bees in the first game of a doubleheader, 6-4. 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Pittsburgh, 4 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Boston. Well, we're moving into the first half of the sixth. There's still no score in the ball game, and as Walter told you, it's somewhat of a pitching duel between Bass and Al Milner. Bass, a big right-hander, Milner, a big left-hander. Sammy Hale's leading off now. In comes the first pitch, and he fouls it back into the stands, the upper tier of the grandstand, for strike one. Hale's up for the third time, walked in the first inning and fouled out to Vernon in the third. A few fans out around Miller's Market at 2135 4th Street Northeast can be on the lookout for the big train tonight, for he'll be out there. Here's the next one in, and Sammy Hale hits a slow ground ball down to second base. Eddie Leaf comes in, fields the ball, gets it to Vernon, and Hale goes out. Grounding out second to first for out number one. That brings Bruce Campbell, right fielder, left-hand batter up. Flied to center field in the first and to left field in the third. 2 hits in the ball game so far for Cleveland. Bass is ready. Here's the pitch coming in, and Campbell swings on it, lines it right down the foul line in left field. It's going over against the box seats. He's rounded first, on his way to second, makes a turn at second, but holds up when Taft right fields the ball and relays it into Hal Quick. Campbell was swinging on that ball and laced it right down the line. It's good for 2 bases. That puts him on second base. 1 out. And Keltner, third baseman, a right-hand batter coming up. He flied to center field and fouled out to Jim Vernon. Bass takes a stretch. A look back at second base. And comes the pitch to Keltner. Outside low in the dirt. Rick Farrell had to dig that one out. Ball one as it counts. Here's the next pitch coming into Keltner. And he swings, fouls it back against the stands. 1-1 is the count. Tomorrow's an off day here at Griffith Stadium. No ball game. The New York Yankees move in for a single game Saturday afternoon and another Sunday afternoon. New ball's out in the hands of Bass. He takes his stretch. Here's the pitch coming in. Low, inside, ball two. 2-1 is the count now on Ken Keltner. Sass looks into Rick Farrell, gets his signal, takes his stretch. Looks back at second base. Here's the next one coming in. Keltner fouls that one back into the screen. Two and two is a count. Washington infield is Vernon at first, Eddie Leap at second base, Hal Quick is at shortstop, Charlie Gilbert's at third. The outfield is Taft right in left, Elmer Gedeon in center, and Alex Pitko in right. Two and two is the count on Ken Keltner. Pass is ready, here's the pitch coming in, and Keltner swings on it, hits it out into left field, way back, and Taft right makes a beautiful catch just in front of the wall, turns and hustles that ball in to Charlie Gilbert at third base. That was a nice catch by Taft right. A few more feet of distance on that ball, and Wright couldn't have gotten his hands on it. He made the catch and then rolled against the wall out there, but he held on to it. So it's two away. Campbell still on second base, and Oscar Grimes, first baseman, a right-hand batter coming up. He flied to Pitko in right field in the second, and he walked in the fourth. Bass has given up five walks in the game. Standing off the rubber, rubbing the ball off. Walks on, gets the signal, takes a stretch. Look back at second. Here comes the pitch into Grimes. Right across that outside corner for a called strike. Strike one on Grimes. First half of the sixth, no score. Bass is ready for the next pitch, and it comes. And Grimes lifts it high in the air. It's going into short center field. Leap Quick and Gedeon all after the ball. Gedeon calls for it. Makes the catch. Route number three to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. So at the end of the first half of the sixth, the score still reads Cleveland nothing and Washington nothing. Don't forget, you fans around Miller's Market at 2135 4th Street Northeast, Walter Johnson will be out there tonight for a personal appearance. And tomorrow night at the Calvert Market, 1862 Columbia Road Northwest. 7:30 to 9 at Miller's Market, 7:30 to 9 tomorrow night at the Calvert Market at 1862 Columbia Road Northwest. Last half of the sixth coming up now. The leadoff man will be Eddie Lee.
Where's McTagg going to be, Warren, all that time?
In the doghouse.
No, Walter, I got lost last night. I've got the right directions tonight, though. I know where 2135 4th Street Northeast is because I've been out there before.
I got lost last night, too, Harry, but I made it.
Now into the last half of the sixth. Eddie Leap, second baseman, a right-hand batter's up. The first pitch comes in high for ball one. Leap struck out in the first inning and beat out an infield hit in the third. Milner starts his wind-up. Here's the next one coming in. Eddie takes a curve ball for a called strike to even the count 1-1. Oscar Grimes at first base for Cleveland. Hale at second. Boudreau at short. Keltner at third. Here's the next one coming in. And it's high for ball two, 2-1. The Cleveland outfield is Weatherly in left, Chapman in center, and Campbell in right. Al Milner's the pitcher, and Raleigh Hemsley's the catcher. Milner goes into a windup. Here's the next pitch coming in. And Eddie Leap swings on and hits one over the head of Ken Keltner out into left field. It's a base hit. Weatherly fields it on the ground, gets the throw into Boudreau. And Eddie Leap is on first base with a single, his second hit of the afternoon. Washington has only three hits in the ball game, and Leap has two of the three. Charlie Gilbert has the other. That double off the right field wall in the fourth. So we have a runner on first base. Nobody out, and up comes Hal Quick, shortstop. Right-hand batter. He's grounded out two times he's been up. Here's the first one coming in. Hal takes it. It's low. Ball one. Ball one on Quick. Milner takes a stretch, a look at first base. Here's the next pitch coming in. Quick swings on it, hits it out into right field. It has Campbell on the move. He goes back, pulls the ball down, then gets his throw in to Hale at second base. Al Quick lining to Bruce Campbell in right field. Drove Bruce back about 12 or 14 feet to make that catch. So we have one out, runner still on first, and Alec Pitko, right fielder, right-hand batter's up. He walked in the first, and he flied to right field in the fourth. No score, the last half of the sixth. Nolan takes his stretch. Here's the first pitch coming in. Pitko swings and misses. Strike one. There goes the toss over to Oscar Grimes at first base. Eddie leaped back in plenty of time. Ball's back in the hands of Nolan. Another one. This one a snap throw of an Eddie playing safe, one end sliding. Nolan again takes his position on the rubber. Here comes the pitch into Pitko. He swings on it, lifts it high in the air. It's going out into short right field. Sammy Hale, Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell almost lost the ball. There's a double play on it. Eddie Leaf is double off first base. Looked for a moment as though that ball was going to be lost. Sammy Hale went out after the ball. Campbell was coming in, and Sammy Hale then finally decided to slow up, give Campbell time to get the ball, and Bruce almost lost it, had to take it right around his knees. Eddie Leaf was about halfway between first and second, and he couldn't beat the throw back into first base. So he was doubled off from Campbell to Grimes for the third out. Retiring the side with no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. That gives Cleveland their first double play of the afternoon. So at the end of six innings of play, it still reads Cleveland nothing and Washington nothing. Before going into the first half of the seventh, we're going to pause for station identification.
4:27, 27 minutes past 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is station WJSB, Washington.
And now here again is Walter Johnson.
All right, we're going into seventh inning. Still no score in this ball game. Looked like for a moment there we might going to get a break, but Bruce Campbell came in fast to make the catch of Pitko's high fly in back of second base. Sammy Hale called for the ball. Was a little bit early in making that call. Found out the wind carried that ball out a little further than he thought. So Campbell came in just in time to make the catch. Leap was headed towards second base, and before he could get back, he was doubled. Well, Hembley's up here now. Bass is all warmed up. Here's the first pitch, and it's a little bit too high. Ball one. That's a fast one. Each team has had three hits now, two singles and a double. Here comes the next pitch, and it's right down in there for strike one. One and one. Bass starts his windup again. Here comes. He swings, hits the ground ball, going down to shortstop. Quick takes on a big hop. There's a throw to first, and he's out. Raleigh Hensley grounds out short to first for the first out. And Al Milner, the pitcher, comes up now. Throws and bats left-handed. Big, strong boy, Milner. He belongs to Cleveland Indians when I was over there, but we had him in a smaller league. Here comes the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back. One strike. Bass gets another ball. He rubs that ball up, gets a little rosin on his hand. Steps on there, starts his windup. Here comes the pitch. He swings, hits a high fly. Foul right up here in front of the Washington dugout. Vernon is coming over there. He has it. And Milner is out for the second out. Two men out. And Boudreau, the shortstop, comes up. Been up three times. Has one hit and three trips up there. This boy was over in Buffalo in the International League this year. Looks like a pretty good ball player. Here comes the first pitch, and he starts to swing. He goes all the way around, but they didn't call it on him. He had to kind of swing his body all the way around, but it's ball one. Here comes the next pitch. It's low and outside. It's ball two. He looks down to Oscar Vett to get that sign. The managers always have a sign when the count's 2-0 or 3-1. Tell those fellas what to do. Here comes the next pitch, and it's strike one. That's a fast one. Took that inside corner. It's 2-1. Bass starts his windup again. Here comes. He swings and fouls it back. Goes right back in a bunch of ladies. And I didn't see what happened, but maybe some lady got it. 2-2 on Woodrow. Bass has another ball. Starts his windup. Here comes. The fastball a little bit outside, and it's 3-2 on Woodrow now. Two men out, nobody on. That's the first half, the seventh. There's no score. This has been a pitcher's battle out here between Bass and Al Milner. Southpaw. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and hits the fly ball going into center field. Getting is going over there. He's on it and has it. Woodrow flies out to get in right center. Retiring the side with no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Three up and three down. And now everybody stands up as we go into last half of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch. Taft Wright is going to be the leadoff man this last half to seventh. Taft has been up twice, failed to hit. Bruce Campbell going way back out there in deep right field for Taft Wright. Campbell, Chapman, and Weatherly in the outfield. Cleveland has another outfielder sitting on the bench over here who had a wonderful year last year. He looked like one of the best young ball players in baseball, and every ball player picked him to lead this league in batting this year. And he's not able to stay in that lineup even, so that shows you never can tell. Well, Wright's up there. The first pitch is a little too high. Ball one. Here comes the next one. It's inside for ball two. 2-0. Taft Wright backs away from there. In fact, he backs clear out of the box. Gets a little dirt on his hand. 2-0 on Wright now. Milner starts his windup again. Here comes the pitch. He swings and gets a base hit into right field. Past Sammy Hill. It's taken by Bruce Campbell. Tossed into second base to Woodrow. And Taft Wright's down on first base. Nobody out. And Charlie Gilbert comes up. Gilbert's playing third base today in place of Buddy Lewis. He's been up twice, has one hit and two trips up there, two base hits. Here comes a pitch. And it's low and outside, 1-0. Well, maybe we'll break the ice this time. Going long enough. Six innings and a half and no scores. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and hits one in the left field. Weatherly is going way back over there. And he tries to make that catch. He dives into the stand. He hits his head against the stand. And apparently he's hurt. Taft right round third base. Charlie Gilbert round third. And he scored. It's a home run for Charlie Gilbert. And little Weatherly is hurt out there. He slid into that box seat and hurt himself. trying to make that catch. I don't know what the decision's going to be in an argument down here. If that ball went into the stands, of course, it's only a two-base hit. Did the ball bounce in there, Warren? Did you see? Well, they...
He pushed it over.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an argument down there. Weatherly's still down there. The players are surrounding. Lefty Wiseman, the Cleveland trainer's down there now. The way he went into that stand, he may be hurt. He slid in there head first. He had that ball in the tips of his hands, but realizing he was right close to the wall, he tried to slide and check himself, and in doing so, he slid right on in head first into the box, into the front of the box seats down there, and he stood a chance of hurting himself. Well, he's up now. Walking around down there. Charlie Gilbert really got a hold of that ball, hit a powerful drive right down the left field line, just fair. Roy Weatherly made a great try. And, as I said, had that ball in the end of his fingers. But realizing he was right there to the stand, tried to check himself by sliding. And I believe there's a lot of argument. The Cleveland ball players who are down in the bullpen are coming up here now, getting into that argument. Luke Sewell is coming up there now, arguing with Bill Summers out here by third base. And they're all coming. Oscar Vitt is coming up now. He stayed down there to see that Weatherly was all right. Now he's coming up to get in this argument. If that Chapman is in here arguing with Basil at home plate, the whole Cleveland ball club, including some of those boys from the bullpen down there, are in this argument. There goes a bunch of them to the dugout now. They've pulled away, and there's about six of them right down here standing on home plate arguing with Steve Basil. Basil is walking away from them, but they're following him up. Ben Chapman has started back now, tossing his glove up into the air. And Luke Sewell is still down here arguing with Steve Basil. The other boys are breaking away. Now Bruce Campbell is going back into right field. Keltner is going back down to third base. Oscar Vitt is walking back to the Cleveland dugout. Ben Chapman is going down now and started his argument with Bill Summers, the umpire down at third base, and they're all going back now. Well, yeah, Summers tells them to go on and play ball. They've argued long enough. Johnny Allen, he even got into it out there. He's going back to the dugout now. And here goes Raleigh Hempley down towards third base. I don't know whether he's going down to talk with Bill Summers some more or not. But anyway, Taft Wright and Charlie Gilbert are both over on the bench, and I think they're going to allow Charlie a home run. The ball did not go into the stands down there. If it had, it would have been a two-base hit. There used to be a ground rule here when that ball went around the point of those seats, but I don't know whether that's in effect now or not. The ball was out of sight. Yeah. Well, he did. As a matter of fact, he was after that ball and had it in the end of his hand, and hit his glove and bounced on off there. Well, anyway, we're out in front 2-0. There's nobody out, and Jim Vernon is up there. They're all started to go. Started out here now. He swings on that next pitch, hits a high fly up into the infield. Woodrow calls for it. He has it right down there by second base. And Vernon is out. That's one out. That's the last half of the seventh. Washington's out in front now, 2-0. One man out, nobody on. And Gideon, the center fielder, comes up. Donor having a little trouble getting the sign. Finally, gets it, starts his wind up. Here it comes. And it's a little bit too high. Ball one. Donor starts his wind up again. Here comes the pitch. And it's a curveball. Four strike one. That's called. 1-1. Donor starts his wind up again. Here comes. He swings. Hits the fly going in left field. Weatherly standing there waiting, and he has it. Gideon goes out on a fly ball to Roy Weatherly in left field for the second out. And Rick Farrell comes up now. Farrell has been up twice. Failed to hit. Miller starts his wind up. Here comes. He swings and fouls it back. It's one strike. Starts his wind up again. Here comes. He swings it. The high fly right up into the infield. Keltner calls for it. He's under it. And he has it. Farrell flies out to Keltner. Down at third base, retiring aside with two runs, two hits, no error, nobody left. So at the end of seven innings, Washington is out in front, 2-0. Little Weatherly's getting a nice hand as he comes in from left field. He made a great try out there for that ball. Might have been badly injured. Well, Bass is out there tossing that ball over. Harry, come in, boy. And
well, we see that Ben Chapman coming in from the center field. He's still arguing about that play down there. The only person that didn't enter into the argument on the Cleveland team is the one person that participated in the play, and that happened to be Roy Weatherly. Weatherly, after he got back on his feet, remained in left field, and on his way in had nothing to say to the third base umpire. But it stands, as was originally told you by Walter Johnson, as a case of Wheaties for Charlie Gilbert. Now we're going into the first half of the eighth inning with Weatherly, the leadoff man, bats from the left side. They're riding the umpire-in-chief behind the plate from the Cleveland bench, and he's yelling over there, and if it continues, we'll probably see a couple of the boys get a shower a few minutes earlier than they anticipated for the day. Well, it's the first half of the eighth inning, and Washington's out in front by a score of 2-0. Weatherly, left fielder. The left-hand batter's coming up now. Been up three times, walked once. Bass is ready. In comes the first pitch. He swings on it, hits a base hit between third and short out into left field. Taft right fields it. The throw comes in too quick at second base. And Weatherly opens the inning with a single into left field. That's hit number four off Bass. And it puts a runner on first. Nobody out. Ben Chapman's coming up now. Center fielder. Right-hand batter. Chapman's been up three times. He's walked twice. So he's hitless out of one official timeout. Bass goes into a stretch. A look at first. Here's the pitch coming in. Ben swings on it. Hard hit ball by third base. Down into left field. Weatherly's rounding second on his way to third. Right fields the ball. Makes his throw to Eddie Leap. At second base, Leap fires it over to Vernon. Chapman made his turn and then had to beat back into first base. One end sliding. But he moved Weatherly around to third base on a single. Shelly Gilbert dived after the ball. No chance to get his glove on it. So that's two straight singles for Cleveland. And it puts runners on first and third with nobody out. And brings little Sammy Hale, second baseman, a right-hand batter up. Sammy's been up three times. He walked in the first inning. So he's hitless out of two official times at bat. 2-0 is the score in favor of Washington.
Bass looks in, gets the signal from Farrell, goes into a stretch. You look over his shoulder, Chapman on first. Here's the pitch. Sammy takes it. That knuckleball across the outside corner for a call strike. Strike one on Hale. First inning in the ball game. Cleveland's been able to get two hits in an inning. Bass again takes his stretch. Look at Chapman on first base. Here's the pitch coming in. Sammy swings on it. It's going out into center field. It's a base hit. Weddle is scoring from third. Chapman moves into second. Gideon fields the ball, makes the throw into second base. Well, that's three straight hits for Cleveland. And it drives in the first run of the ball game for the Indians. Makes the score now read Washington 2, Cleveland 1. The tying runs on second base. Runners are on first and second. Nobody out. Enough. The infield's in now. They're looking for that sacrifice. Jim Burns just off the grass at first base, and Shelly Gelba just off the edge of the grass at third. Bass taking plenty of time, readjusting his cap, walks onto the rubber, looks into Rick Farrell. Little Hal quick shortstops, playing close second now, attempting to hold Ben Chapman near the bag. He'll go off with a pitch. Here it comes. And he swings and misses. Camel went after that knuckleball, breaking in low. He took a swing and missed for strike one. Bass takes a stretch now. Look back at second base. Here's the next pitch coming in. And he swings again, fouls it up into the upper tier of the grandstand. That puts Bass out in front of Bruce Camel, the batter. To the count, strike two. That backs the infield up now. Jolly Gilbert easing back. Jim Vernon's going back. Ben Chapman yelling something in to Bruce Campbell. Nobody out. Runners on first and second. One run in for Cleveland. Score reading Washington 2, Cleveland 1. Here's the next pitch coming in. It's inside. That hit Campbell on the foot. He took it, and he... being hit by a pitch ball, loads the bases. That moves Sammy Hale to second base. And Ben Chapman to third. So the bases are loaded with nobody out. And big Kara Squell started warming up in the bullpen for Washington. Right-hander. Well, the bases are loaded with nobody out. And up comes Keltner, third baseman, a right-hand batter. Ken Sitlis out of three times up. Tying runs only 90 feet away now in the form of Ben Chapman on third base. The infield's in. They're going to shut off that run at the plate if they can. Knopf, he's backing him up. Bucky's backing him up. Here comes the pitch in. Outside, low, ball one. Ball one on Keltner. Bass is not taking a windup, just a stretch. Here's the next one coming in. Keltner swings on it, foul tips it back against the screen, and the count's one and one. Ball one, strike one. Rick Farrell gets a new ball, goes out to Bass, grabs the ball off, goes to the rosin bag. First half of the eighth inning. Bass walks on, gets the signal. Going to take his windup now, realizing the bases are loaded. Here it comes, and Keltner fouls it. Off the first baseline, over to the stands. The count reads ball one and strike two. Rick Farrell's rubbing the new one off this time before it goes out to Bass. Bass had been breezing along in the ball game. He'd only given up three hits till we ended the first half of the eighth, and then the first three men up, singles. Taking plenty of time. One and two is a count on Ken Keltner. Here comes the next pitch in. It's low. Ball two. Two and two is a count. Big Ellick working down on the Washington bullpen.
Best starts the windup. In comes the next pitch. And Keltner swings on it. Hits it out into deep left center field. Gedeon's going way back, way back. It hits off the stands. Bounces back into the field. Chapman has scored. Hale's rounding third. He's scoring. And Bruce Campbell pulls up at third base with Keltner pulling up at second. That ball was well hit. About two more feet of height or distance on the ball, and it would have gone into the left field bleachers. That puts Cleveland out in front of the ball game. A double that scores Chapman and Hale and moves Bruce Campbell into third base. That makes the score. Reed now, Cleveland 3, Washington 2, runners on second and third. There's still nobody out in the ball game. And Oscar Grimes, first baseman, a right-hand batter, is coming up. They're going to put him on base, an intentional pass. First pitch comes in outside. Farrell stepping out to take it. That will be walk number 6 off Bass. And the first intentional pass on the afternoon. Counts ball 2. Now in comes ball 3. Big Alex working a little faster down in the bullpen. Now here comes ball 4. And Oscar Grimes is purposely passed. That again loads the bases. And this time it brings rollicking Raleigh Hensley to the plate. Catcher, right-hand batter. Raleigh has one hit out of 3 times up. Bass looks in, gets his signal. Starts the windup. In comes the first pitch to Hensley. He swings and misses for strike 1. Grimes is on first base. Keltner's on second and Campbell's on third. Here's the next pitch coming into Raleigh. And he bunts it down the first baseline. Jim Vernon charges the ball, hits his hand, lets it roll away. It rolls away from him. And in comes Campbell scoring on the play. Keltner moving into second. And Grimes into first. Well, they'll give Jim Vernon a boot on that ball. That's the first error of the afternoon. It scores the 4th run of the inning for Cleveland. Makes the score now, Reed. Cleveland 4 and Washington 2. The bases are still loaded. And up comes Al Milner, the pitcher. He throws and bats from the left side. There's still nobody up. Bass looks in, gets the signal. Starts his windup. In comes the pitch to Milner. He swings on it, fouls it over the stands for strike 1. Milner's the 8th man to come up in the inning for Cleveland. Bass is ready. Here's the next one coming in outside high. 1-1. Ball 1, strike 1. Bass standing out, rubbing the ball off. Goes into a windup. In comes the next pitch to Milner. It's outside. Ball 2. 2-1. The base is loaded. Nobody out. 4 runs in for Cleveland. Here's the next pitch coming into Al. He swings on it, hits the ground ball, swings down to second base, leaps up with it over to second. He's out, but no chance for a double play. Ken Keltner scores as Al Milner forces Raleigh Hensley at second base from Eddie Leap to Hal Quick. For the first out of the inning, Oscar Grimes moved in the third on the play. Ken Keltner scoring. That's run number 5 in for Cleveland. Makes the score now, Reed. Cleveland 5, Washington 2. Runners are on first and third. And Lou Boudreau, shortstop, a right-hand batter, the 9th man to come up in the inning. Now at the plate, he has one hit out of 4 official times up this afternoon. Bass takes a stretch, a look over his shoulder, and Milner on first base. Here's the first pitch coming into Boudreau, and he takes it. It's low and off the outside for ball 1. Ball 1 on Lou. Here's the next pitch coming into Boudreau. He swings on it, hits it in the air. It's going down right field way, curving over. Lands out of the
Reach of Pitco dropping into the box seats off the right field line to even the count at ball one and strike one. 1-1 on Boudreaux. Bass gets his signal. Here's the next pitch coming in. Boudreaux takes it across the outside corner for a called strike. Lou followed that one, made no attempt to go after it. The count reached ball one, strike two. We're in the first half of the eighth inning. Cleveland's out in front 5-2. Here's the next one coming into Boudreaux. It's inside. Breaking inside and around the knees to even the count at 2-2. Here's the next one coming in. Boudreaux swings on it, hits it, goes down to second base. Lee fields the ball, tosses to Quick. Quick drops the ball, but picks it up in time to tag Al Milner as he goes by him. Oscar Grimes scoring with Milner going out at second from Eddie Leap to Hal Quick. That's run number six in for Cleveland. Two men are out. Runner on first, and up comes Roy Weatherly, left fielder, left-hand batter. Weatherly opened the inning with a single to left field. Bass takes a stretch. Look over at Boudreaux. In comes the first pitch to Roy. He swings and misses for strike one. Strike one on Weatherly. Here's the next pitch coming in. Roy takes it. It's outside. A little low, and the count's 1-1. There goes a toss over to Vernon at first base. Lou Boudreaux back in plenty of time. The ball's back in the hands of Bass. He again goes into a stretch. 1-1 is the count on Weatherly. Here's the next one coming in. That one was the wild pitch, hit the ground. Rick Farrell picked it up and made a wild toss into second base. Boudreaux went in sliding. Probably charged Bass with a wild pitch on that ball, hitting the ground in front of the plate. Rick knocked it down, picked it up. Boudreaux was a little slow in getting off from first base. There was a possible chance of getting going into second, but Rick's throw was a little low. It hit the ground, knocked down quite quick, but no chance for a tag of Boudreaux as he went sliding in. So we have a runner on second base now. The count reading 2-1 on Roy Weatherly. Here's the next pitch coming in. It's inside, drives him away. 3-1 is the count now. Bass will have to come in with this one. Roy will have his second walk of the afternoon and number seven of the afternoon off Bass. Takes a look back at second, and it comes. And Weatherly swings on it, fouls it off the left field line, over the stand, and the strings run out. 3-2 is the count now. The big one will be coming in. Bass goes into a stretch. Here it comes. And Weatherly hits it high in the air. It's going into left field very high. Wright's having plenty of time to get under it. Taft makes the catch for out number three to retire the side. Cleveland scoring. Six runs off four hits, one error, and having one runner left on base. So at the end of the first half of the eighth inning, the score now reads Cleveland 6 and Washington 2. Before we move into the last half of the eighth, we pause again for station identification.
2 minutes to 5 o'clock, WJSB, Washington.
Like to remind you folks at Miller, or in the neighborhood of Miller's Market at 2135 4th Street Northeast, Walter Johnson will be out there tonight, a personal appearance. He'll be glad to autograph any Wheaties that you may purchase during the time he's there, or any gloves or anything else you might want autographed. Well, we're going into the last half of the eighth inning. Bass, the pitcher, is due to be the leadoff man. He's going to be taken out in favor of a pinch hitter, Al Evans. The catcher is going in to bat for Bass.
Attention, please. Evans.
Evans.
Batting.
Batting.
For Bass.
For Bass.
Al Evans, rookie catcher, is going in to hit for Bass to open the last half of the eighth inning. Big Al Milner starts his windup. Here's the first one coming in. It's high, ball one. Fastball came in over the plate, but too high. And Evans watched it go by. The count's ball one. Here's the next one coming in. Al swings on it, lifts it in the air. Fly ball going into short center field. Sammy Hale's out under it, and Sammy Hale makes the catch in short center for the first out of the inning. So we have one away, nobody on base, and up comes Eddie Leith, second baseman, a right-hand batter. Eddie has two hits out of three times up. Big Al's only given up five hits so far this afternoon. He looks into Raleigh Hensley, gets the signal, goes into a windup. Here's the first pitch coming in, and Leith swings on it, foul tips it, goes by Hensley, bounces off the chest protector of the umpire, and a new ball goes out to Big Al Milner. Strike one is a count on Leith. Alexander's still in the bullpen for Washington. Here's the pitch coming in, and Leith fouls it. Back over the stands, put Al Milner out in front with a count strike two. Gehlich will take up the pitching duties for the Senators in the first half of the night. Milner's ready for the next pitch into Leith. Here it is. It's high. The ball one. One and two on Leith. In comes the next pitch to Eddie. He started to swing, but changed his mind. It was too high for ball two. That evens a count of two and two. One out, nobody on. Last half of the eighth. Cleveland six, Washington two. Here's the next one coming in, and Leith fouls it back into the screen. The count remains two and two. Raleigh Hensley gets a new one, tosses it out to Al Milner. Don't forget an off day tomorrow, no game. The New York Yankees move in Saturday. Here's the next one coming in. It's high, ball three. And the big pitch will be coming in to Eddie Leith. The single game Saturday, getting underway at 3 o'clock. Single game on Sunday, also getting underway at 3 o'clock. Al starts his windup. Here it comes. And Leith hits it. A ground ball goes between third and short out into left field. Weatherly fields it on the ground, makes his throw into Boudreau at second base. And Eddie Leith is on first with his third hit of the afternoon. Pretty good day's work for a youngster. Three hits out of four times up. So it's one away, a runner on first, and Hal Quick, shortstop, coming up. He's hitless out of three times up. Bats from the right side. Milner takes a stretch. Look over first base way. In comes the pitch. And Quick takes one across that inside corner, waist high for a call strike. In comes the next pitch to Quick, and he swings on it, hits it in the air. It's going into right field. Campbell backs up, makes the catch. We're out number two. Gets his throw in to Sammy Hale at second base. So it's two away with Eddie Leaf on first and Alec Pitko, right fielder, right-hand batter coming up. He walked in the first inning, flied to right field in the fourth, and hit into a double play in the sixth. In comes the first pitch to Pitko, and he swings on it. Foul tips it. Goes back against the stands. Count strike one. Al gets a signal from Raleigh Hensley. Here's the next one coming in. Outside high. It's a wild pitch. The ball gets away from Hensley. And there goes Eddie Leith into second base. That's a wild pitch for Al Milner. Moves Eddie Leap into second base and makes the count read 1-1 on Pitko. Al standing with his back to the plate, rubbing that ball off. Takes a stretch, a look at second base. Here comes, and Pitko fouls it back over the stands. Gives Milner the edge for the count reading ball one and strike two. 2 men are away, a runner on second, the last half of the eighth inning, and Cleveland leading 6-2. Scoring all six of their runs in that first half of the eighth, and they batted 10 men.
Here comes the next pitch in, and Pitco hits one high bounding ball down over second base. The bounce high gets away from Boudreaux. Here comes the throw into the plate, but Eddie Leaf is in, sliding in. That's a base hit for Pitco. The ball took a high bound, going down over second base. Lou Boudreaux went over to field the ball. It hit the tip of his glove, rolled over his head. Eddie Leaf rounded third and scored. Although there was a play at the plate, Lou Boudreaux's throw was a little high. Hensley went down on into tagging, but Eddie slid around him and over the edge of the plate and scored with the third run of the ball game for Washington. They have a runner on first now. With two men out, and up comes Taft right. Left fielder, left-hand batter. Taft has one hit out of three official times at bat. Here's the first pitch coming in. He takes it. It's low. Ball one. Ball one on right. Here's the next pitch coming in. Taft swings on it, hits the ground ball down second base way. Sammy Hale fields the ball, tosses to Lou Boudreaux, who steps on second. And Sammy Wright forces Pitco at second base for the third out of the inning to retire the side. With one run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. So at the end of eight innings of play, the score now reads Cleveland 6 and Washington 3. Big Alexander Carrasquel is going to be the pitcher for Washington as we go into the first half of the ninth inning. And for that ninth inning, here is Walter Johnson.
All right, well, the score is 6-3, Cleveland now. If we can hold on this inning, then we need three runs to tie this ball game up. Big Alec Carrasquel is out there on the mound for the Senators now. Young Evans went up to bat in place of Bass. And Ben Chapman will be first up for Cleveland. Chapman's been up four times, walked twice, and has one base hit. Alec is out there tossing that ball in. It's the first half of the night. Getting a lot of shadows extending out over the field now. No, he didn't give me the sign. I was waiting for him to. Attention, please. Carrasquel. Now pitching. For Washington. Carrasquel is out there, and here Chapman swings on that first pitch, hits a line drive right over Quick's head down at shortstop. He rounds first base right, hustles that ball in. Chapman goes back to first. So Chapman is on first base. Sammy Hale, the second baseman, comes up. Sammy's been up four times. He has one walk and one single and four trips up there. It's the first half of the ninth. Cleveland out in front, 6-3. Alex steps on it. Here's the first pitch on Haley. Swing, gets a base hit into left field. Taken by Taft right on a big hop. And Chapman is down on second base. Sammy Hale on first. Nobody out. And Camel. Right fielder comes up there. Camo has been up four times. He has a two-base hit. He was hit last time up there. Bass hit him to fill the bases. Two on, nobody out. Here comes the first pitch on Camo. It's a ball a little bit outside. One ball. One to nothing. Charlie Gilbert laying in pretty close down on third looking for that bunt. Alec finally backs off of there. Steps up on there again now. Here comes the pitch. He swings, hits a fly ball going into center field. Getting is coming in. He's under that ball and makes the catch. Camel flies out to Gideon in short left center for the first out. And Keltner, the third baseman, comes up now. He's been up four times. He has one hit, a double, his last time up. Man on first and second. There's one out. First half of the ninth. Alec steps on there. Takes the stretch. Here comes the pitch. And it's strike one. That's called. Came right down through there with a fast one. Keltner watched it go by. One strike. Alex steps on there again. Takes his stretch. Here comes the pitch. He swings and misses. That was a nice curve ball. Broke away. Two strikes on Kellner. Alex steps on there again. Backs off of there. And now Kellner backs out of there. Time is called. Kellner gets a little dirt on his hands. Walks back up in the batter's box. Alex steps on there. Here comes the pitch. And it's ball one. It's a fast one. It was a little bit outside there. Quick is ducking in around second base down there, trying to keep Ben Chapman back there. Leap came over, but he's going back now in his position. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls it back. And Alec gets a new ball. One and two. Two men on. Cleveland out in front, 6-3. Alex steps on there again now. Here comes the pitch. He swings and misses. Chapman's on his way to third base, and he's out. Kellner goes down swinging, and Chapman is out, trying to steal third. Sides retired with no runs, two hits, no errors, one man left. So we're going into the last half of the ninth with Cleveland out in front, 6-3. We need three runs to tie this score. And Charlie Gilbert will be up there first. Charlie Gilbert playing third base in today's ball game. He's been up three times. He has two base hits and three trips up there, one double and a home run. Milner's out there tossing that ball in. Charlie Gilbert's getting a nice hand. Neat lady folks. Charlie's played a nice ball game out there today. There goes a throw down to second base. Goes around the infield. Back to Milner. And the umpire says play ball. Uncle Nick is down on the coaching line to third, first base. Now here comes the first pitch. It's a curve ball, a little bit too low. It's ball one. Eisenstadt down the bullpen warming up for Cleveland. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a fast ball. It's inside. Ball two. 2-0. Last half the ninth. We need three runs to tie. Miller starts his wind up. Here it comes. And it's strike one. That's a fast one right down the middle. 2-1. Starts his wind up again. He swings, hits the ground ball down to second base. Sammy Hill comes up with it, tosses to Grimes, and he's out. Gilbert goes out, second to first for the first out. And Vernon comes up now, first baseman. He's been up three times, failed to hit. Miller starts his windup. Here comes the pitch. It's a fastball inside. Ball one. Vernon backs away a bit. Miller takes his windup again. Here comes the pitch. And this time it's strike one. That's called. Vernon started after that one, then pulled away. Got a pretty good eye, this boy. Doesn't hit as many bad balls. Miller takes his windup again. Here comes the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. 1-2. Takes his wind up again. Here comes a pitch. He swings and fouls another one back, this time right on over the stand. And he gets another ball out there. Now, One and two on Vernon. Here's the windup. And a pitch, it's a high and inside. Ball two, two and two. Milner starts his windup again. Here comes the pitch. He swings it high, foul over back of third base. Kellner's going over there, but he can't quite get it. It drops over there in the box. Seats and bounces up and out. And Keltner comes up with it, tosses into the umpire, who throws it away. I mean, he throws it back to the Washington dugout. That'll be used in batting practice. Ball was a little bit rough, probably. Milner takes his windup again. Here comes the pitch, and he goes down swinging. Milner came in there with a fastball just a little bit inside. Vernon took a cut at it, but missed. And Gideon comes up now, center fielder. He's been up three times, failed to hit. Two men out, nobody on. And it's 6-3. Here comes the next pitch. It's strike one. It just took that outside corner. One strike. Milner starts his wind up again. Here comes a pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's two strikes on Gideon now. Starts his wind up again. Here it comes. It's a fastball a little bit outside. One and two. Milner starts his wind up again. Here comes the pitch, and he starts after that one, but lets it go. It's a little bit too high. It's two and two. Gideon had a notion that time, but he changed his mind. A little bit too high. Here comes the next pitch, and he's called out on strikes. Milner came down in there, took that inside corner, and Gideon takes it, and Cleveland wins the ball game with six runs. Nine hits, no errors. Washington, three runs, seven hits, and one error. And as Harris told you, there'll be no ball game here tomorrow. The Yankees come in Saturday for a single game and a single game with the Yankees Sunday. All right, Harry, if you have something over there.
Well, that just about tells the story of this afternoon's ball game. The winning pitcher, of course, was Big Al Milner, and the losing pitcher was Bass, the starting pitcher for Washington. We'd like to again remind you, fans, of Miller's Market, 2135 4th Street Northeast. Walter Johnson will be out seeing you tonight. And tomorrow night, you fans around the Calvert Market at 1862 Columbia Road Northwest. We'll be greeting you again over the air Saturday afternoon for that first game between the Yanks and the Senators. The second game of that series will be played Sunday afternoon. This is Harry McTighe speaking for Walter Johnson. Thanks for listening, and so long.
This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital. It's 5:17 p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Here's a distinguished timepiece, the 21-jewel Bulova President, in the charm and color of natural gold. Curved, streamlined, an exceptional value. WJSV, Washington.